This episode is brought to you by the TabletopGameshop.com. Stay tuned at the end of the show for more information. And if you like what you hear, please take a moment and leave us a review at any of the major platforms like iTunes, Stitcher, etc., etc. Thank you so much, and game on.
Last time on Aldi 20, it was no easy task, but eventually we recovered Captain Christo, who seemed to have had quite the adventure of his own during his first selfless act. As per Kithric's advice, we used him to free Velik, but not before his knob came loose in my hand. At long last, I got some information. I got the name of the necromancer who orphaned me. I now have my first real lead, and let's just say many years. Now, if I can just hold on to this party and keep them together, maybe I can use them to help me. Now, let's see what Christo finds in this chest. Maybe it's the deed to the house.
Hi, I'm Felicity Musso, and I play Marza Raneth.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Bohan, and I play Velik.
Hi, I'm James Byer, and I play Raul Tuvok.
Hi, I'm Carl Sims, and I play Rogar.
Hail, I'm Joshua Deviney, and I play Captain Christo Cruz.
Hi, I'm Joseph Musso, your Dungeon Master, and you're listening to the All D20 Podcast. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Game on, and now let the adventure begin. Christo, you begin running toward this treasure chest. And the room starts to move forward, and you see the back part of the room go all the way up, and you guys now just see a brick wall where there was Christo running after a chest.
Oh, what? Oh, not again.
So the wall formed up behind him?
So it's like he's on a platform. As he moved forward on the platform, he went down, the platform went up.
Oh,
it was like a lever. And now there's a wall.
Okay, like a seesaw.
Yeah.
Do I make it to the chest still?
Or? You definitely make it to the chest. And are you going to make a grab for it? You're starting to slide.
I'm sorry. Oh,
room has tilted.
I'm going to grab for it.
All right. Make an acrobatics check for me. See if you grab the chest.
That's only an 8.
Yeah. So you reach to grab for the chest. The platform itself goes all the way down. You're now in full momentum sliding. You slide past the chest and you slide into another room and disappear off the map. You guys see you guys see the platform go flat, and there's the chest and no Christo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what?
Why do you keep him around?
I'm having deja vu.
Don't know anymore.
We don't keep him around. He's not here.
He just won't go away.
Mm. He comes back is the problem.
Well, technically, you're not a door anymore, so do we really need him?
Wow, Maza.
Good idea, Maza.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. What is kind of neat?
I can hear you.
Go ahead and do me a favor and move your character into the multicolored room that's there. That's where you're going to be. And we'll get to there in a second.
Varric. Is it Varric?
Velik.
Velik, I'm sorry. Do you have one of those magic hands that he has?
I do.
Oh.
Do we still have that key or did he have it?
Oh.
He ran off. I was trying to hand it to him.
So you still have it?
He sprinted into the room.
That's true.
Yeah.
So that means we can get the chest. And there's one less person to split it with. I'm just kidding. I couldn't leave a fellow follower of Kithric behind.
He got hundreds of plat in harming all of us or hurting all of us.
Yeah, but so he still has that plat.
Yeah, so we get this. It's only fair.
Here, Velik. And I'll hand him the key.
Okay.
Thank you. Tanara. And I cast Mage Hand. Okay. But nobody sees it because it's invisible.
All right.
And give it to the key and it floats over.
Whoa.
And
what?
Tries to unlock.
The key's moving by itself.
Okay. You guys are positioned where?
I'm where I am.
Okay, you are where you are. Where are you at?
I guess I gotta see.
Karma's a bitch.
Don't be a metafucker.
Yeah, don't be a metafucker.
Where's the chest? Right there? Yeah.
At the end, yeah.
Yep, I am where I am. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I need all of you guys. Let me see. Hold on. I need to see what this is. I know what it is, but I need to look at something.
Oh, boy.
Okay, a cold blast of air erupts from the chest, and all of you need to make a constitution saving throw, except for Krista, you're fine, you're somewhere else.
Is this a line, a cone, or what?
This is a cone, 60 okay. feet.
My shield won't work.
Am I in a bad spot?
For a cone? You're actually in a good spot, because you're in the corner, so the you're corner, not going to yeah. actually get okay. hit by it. It's going to go beam shot right through.
It's going to be right in front of me, but it's not going
to... Yeah.
Okay.
But you're fine because you're actually around the corner.
Hey, every once in a while, I get lucky.
I just got to turn the knob.
Jesus Christ.
Dirty 20 for me.
Oh, plus 5.
25 then.
Okay. Are you going to react?
18. No, I can't. It's a dex only.
Oh, okay.
Mine's only for dex.
Okay. 18?
Mm-hmm.
And Warcaster wouldn't affect.
17, no, sorry.
No, that's only for spells.
All right.
It's 17.
17? Okay.
Yeah. Wait, she gives me plus 5?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Oh, thank God. 12.
I don't know if that helped.
It's a lot of dates.
That's a lot of dice.
It's more dates than most D&D players have seen.
Well,
I'm lonely.
That's fair. That's fair. 15. Okay. So those who rolled below a 20, you take 21 points of cold damage.
Ouch.
And above 20 is 10. But the chest is now open.
Hmm. One moment. Oh, not that one.
Hmm. Have I
okay, while they're figuring that out. So you are in this very strange room that has several different colors on each door. You see a blue door, a green door, a purple door, and a red door. And this room is in a very interesting circular shape. And the doors are on this circular form in this room. And if you look up, it just goes up indefinitely. And you swear you can see a hint of moon light in the distance.
Oh.
No.
There's a howl that comes back.
I did that as a goof. Hello? Oh, I don't like that. Really quick, can I jiggle all of the knobs and see if there any of these are?
Of course, yeah. So which one do you grab first?
With my mage hand. I stand over here and I grab the blue door first.
You grab the blue door first?
Yeah.
All right. Your mage hand freezes in place.
Oh.
And then drops to the ground and shatters and then comes back up. Starts floating.
Okay. I try the purple door next.
All right, you're going to reach for the purple door.
Mm-hmm.
Appears nothing happens to the hand.
Okay. Then I do the same thing for red and then green.
All right. Red, the hand catches fire and starts burning. Green, the hand gets splashed with a whole bunch of acid and starts burning.
Okay, so purple's probably the right call here.
Do you grab the purple door?
Oh boy,
it's not fucking ominous at all.
When I jiggled the handle on all of them, did it seem like it was locked?
Correct.
They were all locked?
Yes.
I don't think I have all the keys.
No, I don't think you do either.
I think I have one key, but I don't remember which one I have. Dang it. I'm not going to...
You have the green key.
I think I do have the green key. But there was acid. I'm going to wait here and see if my compatriots come.
Okay, so back to you guys. Man, this feels like a repeating thing every week.
So,
I have something.
Mm-hmm.
I cast Levitate on myself.
Okay.
And I levitate over towards the...
Perfect. You are now in front of the chest. Levitating above it.
I go to the side and lift it up.
It's already lifted up.
Oh,
because you used the key to open it, and it lifted up.
Oh, okay. What do I see inside the chest?
You see... Well, no. Let's see. Roll a d12 for me. Oh, we just started.
12.
That's a d12.
Yeah, he said roll 12.
I thought he said roll a d20. I'm sorry.
No.
You found a quiver of arrows, right. A pouch of blowgun needles, a quiver of crossbow bolts, plus one. And you found some blowgun needles that are glowing faintly.
So quiver of arrows, quiver of blowgun darts.
Yeah, it's a quiver of arrows, a pouch of blowgun needles, a quiver of crossbow bolts.
Crossbow bolts, as I was thinking.
And you notice a magical aura pretty much on all of them. All of them are plus one, but there's something different about the needles.
I guess I take everything.
You also find a round glass bottle containing a mossy green substance.
What are you taking out of all... What's all that you're taking out of the chest?
Relax, I'm not greedy.
Okay, I'm watching you.
And you find a small chest inside the bigger chest.
Ooh.
And three small bottles filled with black liquid. And some papers.
Rawl is going to kind of go beside Marza, squeeze past Rogar. He's going to shake his head, look down at his feet. He's going to step onto the platform.
Okay.
Start walking forward.
All right. So as you start walking forward, the platform slowly starts going up. You're lifted up in the air a little bit, Velik. And as you walk closer and closer to the chest, you now see a door open up.
Color is this door?
It's black.
I don't like that color. I'm gonna go open it.
All right, it's just a doorway. So as soon as you go in it, you see there's a long slide that goes down.
It's pretty much like a tunnel slide, right?
Correct.
I'll keep maintain looking at my feet. I'm gonna shake my head. Bottoms up, and I'm gonna dive in.
All right, and you end up in the same room as Krista.
Did you find him?
Find what?
You just see you see Rawl fall out of that same hole that seemed to just indefinitely go nowhere up in the ceiling and then land right in front of you on his feet.
Hero landing.
Oh, nice.
That ain't good. You got to roll for a hero landing.
Performance check. Do it.
Would you roll?
Nine, not bad. I got a decent performance.
You thought you did really good. You kind of landed a little bit sloppy, though.
Yeah, we'll stumble afterwards. Yeah. I didn't get the 10. Gotcha.
Oh, impressive. But you could do better.
I'm practicing.
You aren't a performer like me.
No, I can't say that I am. So what have I gotten myself into with you?
Well, there's a bunch of doors here. Don't touch the red, green, and blue one because they will hurt you.
I like purple better anyways. I'm going to walk up to the purple door and twist the handle.
Oh, you're going to twist the handle?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Make a constitution saving throw for me, please.
10.
Oh, no.
You told me it was safe.
I didn't say anything.
Not you.
I didn't know.
Me neither.
There's some eights in there. 8, 16, 24. 28, 32,
I'm full health.
35, 40, 46 points of lightning damage.
I was full health. No check. I was still, a con. Yeah.
Yep.
42?
46.
Jesus.
Jesus, I didn't know that was going to happen. I cast Cure Wounds on him.
Holy shit, he helped me.
I'll do it at third level. I haven't used a third level slot yet.
Wow, you must mean a lot to him.
You're the only one that came after him.
Yeah, so far.
Okay, so Velik, you're back in the room. What do you do? You're levitating. So as soon as the platform goes level, you're still just float right back up. So there you are.
Is there anything written on the small papers?
Yes, it clearly reads deed and trust to Foxlore Manor.
Oh,
nice.
Did Christo, when he ran, make it audibly known to everyone he was looking for that specifically?
I don't think so. Not to you, at least. Mm-hmm. You're just a door.
Well, there's some ammunition, some a little more magical in here. For crossbow, arrow, and blowgun, if anybody has any of that. A round glass bottle, mossy green liquid. A small chest. 3 small bottles of black liquid. And some papers, which appear to be the deeds of the place. So useless junk.
Oh. Could I have those deeds?
Fuck.
My friend Christo wants them.
You're never getting those deeds.
No, I'm not.
And that's just it. There's no additional side markings on it. It's just the deeds.
The deeds and trust of the Foxlore Mansion.
And Marza mm-hmm. is so tempted to fight for this.
Fought and dips that I would.
For now, I will give you the deed, but not the trust.
Thank you. I'll take the deeds.
Okay. And you are now the proud procurer of the deed of Foxlore Mansion.
And then,
but he's got power of attorney.
He's a wizard. He's not stupid.
I have tenya.
And then detect magic just tells me what type of magic it is.
Correct. Identify is what you need.
I'll use my wand of detect magic on the special blowgun darts.
Okay. They're +2.
Oh, waste.
And poison. +2 with poison.
Not bad. Yeah. And then I'll do the black potions and then the moss.
They are superior Emin potions. 3.
Ooh. What else do you have
there?
It's
a detect magic, not identify.
It's good enough.
Is he sharing this? Are you sharing this all with us as you identify?
Yeah.
It?
Okay. Yeah.
He's also a high-level wizard, so I'm figuring that he knows majority of this stuff if he knows the school of magic that it's from. That's why I'm speeding this up a little
bit.
So the round glass bottle also detects magic. It is a potion of gaseous form.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a good spell.
Yeah, somewhat. Can I have those darts?
You can have all this ammunition if you want.
Just the darts. Thank you.
All right.
They're blow darts. Nice.
Oh, he's familiar.
Okay. So, so there's also the small chest that is glowing.
How big is it? Like a foot high or smaller? Like,
oh, the chest itself?
Yeah.
It's equivalent. It's like, I would say about 4 cubic feet. The small chest.
Feet?
Yeah. It's 4 cubic feet. Actually, that's pretty big. Yeah. 4 by 1. So it's 4 feet long, but only 1 foot.
Oh, that was originally a big chest. Shit.
The other chest was huge. It was a giant fucking chest.
I would like one of those.
Is it heavy? Or is it...
No, you lighter? Can carry it.
All right. I'll go drop everything else off to everybody else, and I'll keep the chest for myself for now.
Okay. It is glowing, by the way. There's something in it that's glowing.
All right.
So,
what do you guys do?
I would like one of the superior potions, please.
And here you go.
Thank you.
Does anybody else? Oh, no.
There's nobody else here.
Rogar, do you need any more healing?
All right. So while they're divvying up all of the spoils of war, Christo and Raul, what do you guys do?
I'm going to drink a fucking superior ammon potion.
All right. Roll a con save for me.
boy.
Hate drinking these.
I sometimes wish you would let me heal you, Raul.
He's not in there.
Four.
He's gone. Oh, that's right.
Four?
That's why he didn't.
So I think like the first or second one ever failed.
I'm also going to drink one too after I give Marza one.
So I have upgraded Ammon's potions. These superior potions are no longer the basic Ammon potions that you guys are so used to. I need you to roll 3d100 for me, please.
Jeez. This is the hell of a time to find this out. I'm going to go with these green ones right here. Which, I mean, like this green set of my six green sets. 65
plus
67.
Okay, 131.
52, 183.
That math is all wrong.
Yes. I only knew the last number, but it wasn't the last edition, was it? I don't know what his was.
No, 65 or 67 is not.
132.
It's 32.
132.
Yeah.
Okay. Plus
52.
80.
184. My math was right. That math head over there.
That was inappropriate.
I'm sorry. That was so insulting to your intelligence. I'm sorry. Take it back.
Right as he's deciding.
Oh, no.
That's why I took it back really quickly.
Raul vanishes. He's gone.
Disappears?
Yep, he disappears.
Yeah, I drank the potion and I go, well, that tasted fuck. And that's
he's gone.
What? I reach out to see if like he's invisible.
Somebody finally came back to save you and then disappeared for it.
I'm sick of this place. I like Rick. Like,
there's nothing there?
Hello? I like yell up the shaft to see if anyone replies.
You hear,
what's new, Scooby-Doo? I have no clue. I don't have a key. I don't have anything.
Like Zoink Scoob.
I'm just going to sit here and play my lute until someone else
Oh, man. It's something really cool, but I can't say what happens yet. All right. So
find
back
out next time.
Yeah, we may have to. Depends on how long it takes for people to figure out what happened.
I'm drinking one after I gave Marza one.
Okay.
I already failed it.
What, you already failed it?
I rolled a 3.
What level? Is it greater or superior?
It's superior too.
Oh, so 3D.
We get to try this out.
3D 100.
Got it.
And just add it all up and give me the number.
I'll just write them down if you tell me.
All right, if it's 00 and then a single 5, is that 5?
5.
It's 5.
All right, that's 5, 60, and 64. 129? Yeah.
Yes.
See, my math isn't that bad, damn it.
That's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Is it blue?
All of a sudden, your breath just smells terrible. You like smell like demon feces every time you take a breath, and everybody around you cannot stand the smell.
Oh.
You smell like you gave Bale a rim job.
And I...
You now have disadvantage on persuasion checks for the next 6 days.
Oh, geez.
Oh, shit. Marza, you know, plugs her nose.
Smells horrific. Every time he literally takes a breath, and says anything. Have you ever had someone that has like that really bad, like throaty kind of smell?
Gingivitis.
Yeah, it's in the throat. It stinks so bad. It's 10 times 100.
Like it gets caught coming in your nose. You choke on the smell.
Yeah, exactly. You gag a little bit. If I could throw up in your mouth a little bit. That's what you're smelling whenever Velik takes a breath and talks.
I am so sorry. Oh God! Don't talk. Oh,
this is how they learn how to cast Stinking Cloud.
And then I hope this doesn't happen to me. And Marza swigs. Oh,
you drink a superior healing
potion? No, greater.
A greater?
Yes.
Let me fucking clarify.
Roll a d20, Kanse.
Oh, nice. 20. Oh, dirty 20.
Dirty 20?
Yep.
And it was a greater?
Greater.
Ah, you're fine.
So that's 4 the same, right? 44 plus 4?
Yeah. Okay. So you guys are drinking potions. What are you doing, Rogar?
I can't stand this smell, so I'm going to go the way Rawl went.
Okay. All right. So you start heading toward the chest, and you guys watch as the door slowly goes up and shuts, and then you see a door that opens up, and it looks down into a shaft.
I'll prepare my ability Slow Fall.
Okay.
And dive in head first.
All right. So you drop down like Mary Poppins, and you see Christo crying a little bit, playing his musical instrument all by himself. He's literally playing the song All By Myself just over and over again.
All by myself.
Playing, not singing.
He's trying to sing. He's trying to sing it.
Who too. Even does that song?
Real quick, Superior's 8d4 plus 4?
Yeah. 8d4 plus 10, I think. It's pretty big, dude.
Oh, yeah. I never actually fucking healed myself. I just drank the potion. What was it?
I think it goes 8.
I thought it was.
I'm looking up right now. Oh, Superior is 10d4 plus 20.
Oh.
Oh, crap. Jeez.
No, Supreme is. No, it's 8d4 plus 8. My bad.
Okay.
Supreme is the big one. But Superior is what you guys drink. You don't have any Supremes.
Oh, hi there, Christo.
Oh, hey, Rogar. It's been a... I don't know what happened, and don't blame me, all right? Rawl just vanished. So
as soon as
I wouldn't stand there. I wouldn't stand there.
As soon as you say Rawl's name... a giant magical rainbow portal opens up and a unicorn starts streaming out in bright pink, beautiful colors, and Rawl's riding on top of it.
I just made a Deadpool entrance? Like my Christmas sweater?
Yes.
Side note, I'm like basically the vice president of the company. This he just described the sweater I wore to the Christmas party.
Well, this is what you rolled when you rolled the D300. This is something I got from a friend of mine on Instagram who does all these magic little things for sorcerers and stuff. I'll list the rest of it after.
Is there music playing while I come on?
Oh, yeah, dude. There's like glittery musical number of just rainbows and unicorn sounds.
Should be the music played in that...
It sounds really glittery.
Game on the phone.
Did you just go to Fachella?
No.
It was amazing. You can't.
I was in a magical place.
It was pretty fucking magical. By the way, you're full health. You're full health.
Hell yeah. That potion got me there, but I feel great then.
No, yeah, you feel amazing. Your spell slots are back if they're gone. Like, you feel like you took a long rest while you were in a magical elf land.
Fachella.
Wow. Fachella. Exactly. He was in Fachella.
There were so many dames.
There was?
I don't remember the names. Why right, am I so speaking in rhyme?
All three of you.
It's a side effect.
Side effect of time.
Christo, the floor went up when you walked in. Did you get any treasure?
No, I didn't make it to the treasure chest. Did you guys look into it? Or?
We did.
There was nothing there.
You're not there.
Oh, I'm not.
Wow, she's been so fucking savage lately.
It was quite interesting. It was trapped, and there was an Ammon potion inside. Just one.
Just. So wait a minute. It was trapped.
Roll a deception check, man.
Crystal's like, I know loot really well. This doesn't make sense to me.
Would I roll insight?
13.
All right, 13.
Yeah, I'll be your insight.
Oh, I'm going to roll terrible. This is such a stupid thing to do. I'm going to use my last lucky point.
I really want you to win this, buddy.
Please. Please, tabletop. That's an 8.
The dice giveth, the dice taketh away. I'm getting like all of the luck.
pouring it over to me.
What ritual did you cast before we showed up today?
Oh man, the stoned ritual.
You've been throwing some stones, bro.
Hell yeah.
That sucks. There was nothing in the chest. It was just trapped. Another trick, of course, in this place.
You know it.
It's the dirtiest thing I've ever seen done.
Roll an insight check for me, Rawl, just to see, man. You weren't there either. I just want to know if you...
Hold on.
The suspense is dude.
Yeah, me too.
I'm really messing my math up here. I think it's just a 12.
You believe him too?
This whole mansion's it's a fucking bullshit place. It's a sham.
I know. I'm ready to leave.
Me too. So, Rogar, don't touch any of the doors, but do you have a key? Any of the keys?
I don't. I gave it to the new guy. I think his name's Velik.
Does Marza have any of the other keys? There's not going to be enough room in here, by the way. It's going to be cramped.
I'll yell up the hole.
So okay.
For them to come on down.
Okay.
All right. So you yell up the hole, and all you hear is a
weird echo effect. I'm going to steady stare at the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't want her to land on me. Or anybody to
look okay, up. Fair enough.
I want advantage on
that. So, I remember recalling that you talked in my head once. Can you do that to them up there?
They're not close enough.
You don't have a spell you could cast or something?
I have a spell where I can see them and hear them.
Well, that doesn't help us at all.
I have something that could help.
All right, while you're thinking about that, Velik and Marza, what do you guys do?
Is down the only way out, or we can go down the hallway, right?
You don't know. No one has seen, other than Velik, what's...
Oh, so I'm just still standing there going, what's happening to everybody?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm not walking over there. Everybody keeps disappearing.
They went down a slide, but I'm not sure they had a soft landing after coming through this place.
I don't hear anybody saying it's safe to come down.
Neither am I.
But I feel in my... I know my training tells me that I should go down to see if they need any help. Oh, I'm so torn.
Don't worry, we'll have a safe way down. I levitate back over. It hasn't been 10 minutes, right?
No.
Yeah, I levitate back over to her. And... I say, let us assist the sport and cast Featherfall on both of us.
Awesome. Nice.
I love it. Okay.
And I just start walking over.
All right. So as you guys start walking over, you watch as the chest slowly, slowly goes down. And you watch that end go up. And then the end that you're walking toward in the chest go down. And then you see a hole that leads down. And you both do a little Mary Poppins hop. And you slowly... While you're looking patiently, you're in full fucking ready to watch out mode. And you just watch Marza slowly drop down, cascade down, and land gently into this room. And once you all make it there, you guys see in the middle of the floor a scroll.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Well, not everything has to be.
What's
this? Oh, is that...
PTSD.
Treasure, is that treasure you found in the chest? Did you find a scroll too?
I don't know what treasure you're talking about.
The potions that we found in the chest.
Oh, okay. The most...
Fucking conniving bastards.
The multi-room. Like a multi-pass?
Yeah. Well, you guys are in the multicolored room. That's why I named it that.
I have made a deal with a powerful demon. He promises me that my family will be immortal forever in his realm. In exchange, he will allow me to continue my studies. They laugh maniacally and cheer on anyone who enters and dares to entertain this beast. I have made a grave mistake. I hope someone can undo the damage I have caused. Dr. David Foxlore.
That sounds like someone I know.
One of your demon friends?
One of your demon friends.
I'll pass it around so everybody can...
And put real scroll bending sounds.
All right. Even though I don't need to.
Yeah, I was talking about that.
Is this the same demon that told you to get it done, get the deal done and gave you the eye?
Sounds like that guy to me.
Wait, is this all Kithrick's doing? This whole thing?
I think there's a lot of things that a Kithrick's doing, but I don't want to let some of that be known.
I don't like this at all.
I think the guy that's in your head may have the answer to this puzzle.
I don't want to talk to him.
I'll talk to him, and I go telepathically into Christo's head, and I say, Mr. Stage.
It's so much fun to finally meet somebody new.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Raw?
I'm doing all right. Found some treasure here and there.
Yeah. Did you find the deeds in the chest upstairs?
I think we did.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'll have to have that conversation.
Yeah, there were some Ammon potions, and there were some magical quivers that they won from my game.
Yeah.
There was also some other potions of gaseous form.
You don't say.
Yeah, David Foxlore is such a fan of mine. He barely beat the game, and I told him to put everything in the chest to seal this little area that we're in. Yay!
Very interesting. All right. You've been a very big help.
Do I hear any of this?
No.
You heard all of it. Oh. It's in your head.
Oh. He's glaring at Rogar.
Don't you do it, Krista.
Can I roll an intelligence check?
Sanity check, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's up to you. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Jeez.
I hold my hands up to the rest of the party except for Christo, and they're just crackling with energy. I'm looking back and forth.
Christo's trying not to freak out. He's breathing, just going.
Look, I don't even like this guy a whole lot, but he follows my god. One, two, the poor man has been through hell and back. Three, give him the fucking deed.
I went down there to save you, and you disappeared.
And this is
how you repay me.
I'm busy right now.
Busy?
As I'm reading the letter.
Rogar.
Christo is astonished right now, audience.
I don't want any of the other stuff. Give me the deeds. I'll give you 20 platinum for them.
I don't care about money.
Who has the deeds?
I'll hand Christo the letter.
You have the deeds.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Let's figure out how to get out of here.
They were worthless to me, so I left them up in the chest.
I really wish there was a camera right now.
But... Yeah, I know.
I don't believe you.
All right.
Roll is doing a mind trick on everybody or something.
No, I'm like got Eldritch Blast at the ready. I'm waiting on someone.
Oh, that's what it is.
Do some shitty ass shit. I don't know.
I was doing voodoo.
You're doing something silly. It looked awesome.
It did.
Christo looks at the first sentence and it just ignores the whole thing and tosses it to Marza.
How do you suppose we get out of here?
Maybe, I don't know. I know the answer, but I need the deeds first.
I heard a little birdie tell me that you guys had the deeds and we're not going to help anybody get out of here until you give him this poor man.
Well, Velik said that he left him in the chest.
Hold on. You're mean to tell me. You mean to tell me that he took every treasure here except that one thing.
They weren't magical. That's what he said. You can ask him yourself.
Roll deception. Not buying it.
That's the truth, really, though. I'm not tricking. That's exactly what he just said.
I know. But it sounds bogus.
Ha! Oh, shit!
Fuck off!
What did you roll?
Nat 20.
Oh, yeah. They're fucking lying through their teeth. You don't believe anything. You're going to Eldritch Blast both of them?
I cast Shield on myself.
Okay.
Whoa. Stop it. Let's finish this.
You already cast a spell. Roll the dice.
This house is tearing us apart.
24. 25. And 17.
All right, so...
They hit.
They hit.
Oh, you have disadvantage on me, too.
How so?
Does you have disadvantage on him?
Are you blurred?
In a sense.
Yeah, you do have to roll disadvantage on him. It's a fucking ring. Oh, the cape.
I just re-rolled that at disadvantage, which was like harder for me, and I still...
18 and 20.
He hits you, bro.
Those were unmodified, 18 and 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hits you, bro.
That was a nat 20, nat 18. Thank you.
All right, so both of you guys get slammed into the wall a little bit from Raw.
Well,
maybe... Can I pull punches and not add the...
Oh, cruise? No, you're adding everything, dude. No pulling punches. You fucking cast the spell.
Spells can't be non-lethal, too.
8, 6. Force damage. Good luck resisting that.
Now I need both of you to roll an acrobatics check to see if you land into the two doors that he just fucking Eldritch Blasted you on.
Acrobatics?
This house is getting to me, man.
14.
14?
13.
13?
Is this a save?
No, it's a check. Oh.
You take 12 damage, Velik. It's 12 lightning damage. And are you immune to acid? You are, aren't you?
Acid, yes.
You have no effect.
Lucky door.
So at this point, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we know every door is going to cause damage.
You do now.
Yeah.
Because you just fell in.
I think we should... Do we have the keys from the previous rooms? One of us has them in their pack, right? More importantly, did you find any magical items? I can cast Identify on them if you did.
Oh, don't worry. I already did that.
Oh.
Can I twist the green door handle? Really?
You're gonna
the one I slammed into?
Yeah, it's locked. Okay. And it feels gross. Like it still doesn't feel pleasant to have acid spewed in your hand.
Okay. I'll take my hand off.
I'm saying maybe those items will help us.
You guys have three keys. You have the purple key, the blue key, and the green key.
And the red.
Red.
No, you don't.
Didn't you grab it in that room?
The red key is still in the chest upstairs.
Bugsy.
But I do have something for you, Krista.
What is that?
And I hand him the smaller chest. Go for it. I haven't opened it.
That's true. It is unopened.
Why are you...
<He's> so suspicious.
I just fell down here. I've had a really rough day. I'm a little suspicious. So why are you handing me this chest? What's wrong with it?
Because I feel bad for deceiving you about the deeds.
Then give him the deed.
I don't have the deed anymore.
Give him the deed.
Roll. That's
fine,
the last time.
Fine. You know what?
Cast on me.
I won't cast on you. I'm going to cast Unseen Servant and summon Gerald.
You cast Unseen Servant and you have an Unseen Servant.
Can we hear it?
Nope.
Don't say that.
I will open this later. I'll put it back here for now. But we need to get the key from upstairs.
Well, let's open one of the doors
so
that we have.
You did say, hey, Bugsy, I was letting them finish their... Okay. What do you want?
Can you go up this chute here and retrieve the red key from the chest?
That is two requests in one day. We're buddies, but we ain't pals.
Well, I didn't know or I wouldn't ask you twice, but since I bothered you and you already had to respond.
Flap, 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 flap. A little angry at the end. And Bugsy disappears for a little bit. Are you looking through his eyes?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You see like this long middle claw with a fucking thing, and it's just pointing at the eyeballs while it's flying toward the fucking chest. And he's literally flipping himself off so that
knows,
you see
it.
As he goes up to the chest and reaches for the key, tries to pull it out. And we'll find out next week on All These 20.
Bugsy.
Joseph here. Thank you so much for listening to All D20. We greatly appreciate all of you guys, and leaving those reviews really helps us out. So please take a moment to do so, and it goes a really, really long way, and it really, really, really helps with our reach, and we appreciate it. So thank you. I also want to say that we have some really cool merch in the Tabletop Game Shop, and you can use most stuff in the shop with the ALDI20 coupon code and get 20% off. Go get yourself something cool and game on. Oh, man. All right. So what do you guys want to name it?
Sudden but inevitable.
Lines trial. Crossed.
Lines crossed? Okay. That's not bad.
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
Don't lie to me was what I was thinking.
Greedy deceit?
Greedy deceit works.
Spiteful deceit. It was more spiteful
Tell
than greedy.
Tell me lies, sweet little lies.
I like that. Tell me lies, sweet little lies. I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah, I like that too.
That's nice.
All right, so there it is. All right, so you guys are all going to like buy each other drinks after the game, right? Kind of.
Well, I'm not mad at all. Rawl is furious. He felt like there was like a trust.
Everybody
got violated.
Is just like straight faced and like fucking a little bit like not fucking talking right now. It's just a game, guys. It's okay. We're just having fun. So yeah, we're doing a whole bunch of stuff with all the 20 labs. We're doing stuff with the No Red Caps Allowed on Facebook, which you can go to facebook.com/ALDI20. You can find us on Instagram, which, by the way, it's over 10,000, probably getting close to 11,000 soon, hopefully, and on our way to hopefully one day 100,000. So join us on Instagram. Say hi. We make a whole bunch of memes and all sorts of stuff. We list deals of dice and all sorts of things from Tabletop Game Shop. And we do all these neat little things that we want to contribute to the rest of the community for, and we want to involve you guys in it. Do you guys have anything that you want to say during this episode?
I do Twitch streaming.
That's
three times a week.
It's very graciously put, Josh.
Where can they find you, Josh?
Count Joshua on Twitch and YouTube. Okay. And yeah, lots of fun.
Check us out on the ALDI20 Labs, where we do mini giveaways, amongst other things. And we're going to start doing, if we haven't already, some video Twitch streams of some insights into the laboratory.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We're also going to be trying to get in a couple of things together and do some fun things where we Facebook Live little events, and you guys can kind of see us as cast members do certain things. We're still working hard on that Patreon. So those are the patrons that have joined us. Thank you so much. It means a lot. It's growing, and we really, really appreciate all the hard work that you guys are doing by just being part of this. You know, we understand that, you know, your money is hard to come by. It's not easy. You have families to support and everyday life that you're dealing with. So being part of the Patreon and showing us your support means the world. And we're very grateful for that. So thank you so much for that. And
game on. I'm going to go home. Like, this is fucked up.
You're not allowed to play with nice things, James.
I can't get... I didn't bring any messing with me, and I can't get comfortable. My shoulder's fucking killing me, and I keep moving, and I hit everything every time I move. I'm really sorry.
That's fine. We have something over there you can...
What?
Yeah, I think I'll...
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Or that?
Sure. God damn it. You know, we're supposed to be recording this shit. I gotta cut all this shit out later, you fuckers.
Put it as a bonus take at the end.
Oh, maybe.
Conk. Ear shattering.
Sorry.
Yeah, ear shattering sounds that everybody
I'm still gonna blame James.
It's technically my fault. Yakky sack.